I'm Jordan Pullen Clark, WRPR News. I took my grandma out to lunch on a cold, rainy November afternoon. I drove, she paid. We had tomato soup and chicken sandwiches, and we talked about the Great Depression. You see, I could think of no better way to approach the current financial crisis than to further explore what it's being compared to.
There were people standing in line trying to either get food or try to help their families if they were ill.
Her family was lucky. Her mother and father held jobs, and they brought in extra money by taking in three children whose families could no longer afford to keep them. And for the kids, life was all right.
In the summer, if you weren't in school, you would have not a bad life. My mother would do some cooking if she could. We did not starve. I just remember fear.
It's the same fear people are feeling today, though she pointed out a difference. Back then, government aid didn't exist. Today it does, and people can be hopeful.
They're putting a lot of money into the country. I don't know how long it'll be before things straighten out, probably a couple of years.
After lunch, I took my grandma back to her apartment, a place where little's changed since I used to sleep over as a kid. She has all the same tchotchkes and paintings, most of which are tokens from her travels around the world. But what stands out the most are the photographs. There are dozens of them, all of family. So I wondered,
today, are you scared for us?
I do worry about my children and my grandchildren. Very much so, because I know I'd lost a lot of money, about $200,000 or more.
And that's the real tragedy. You can work your entire life for your family, and in one day, it can disappear. We might not be another generation whose success easily exceeds that of our parents, as the American dream has trained us to believe. All I know is that a little bit more every day, I feel what my grandma felt 80 years ago. Fear. I'm Jordan Pullen Clark, WRPR News.